Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library. The Cochrane Library includes several reviews of the effects of workplace interventions on health and well-being. Kerry Joyce from Durham University in England describes a new review of the effects of flexible working she has prepared with Claire Bamborough and colleagues.
In several countries, most notably in Scandinavia, flexible working conditions are becoming commonplace, underpinned by the assumption that such arrangements will have positive impact on employee work performance, health, and work-life balance. Flexible working includes arrangements such as job sharing, flexi time, where employees work a variable schedule which deviates from traditional office hours, or teleworking, where a person can work away from their workplace, communicating by telephone or internet. In our Cochrane review, we tried to establish the effects of different forms of flexible working by examining the research that has taken place over the last few decades. Some flexible working is employer-led. Other forms, such as self-scheduling of hours, is employee-led. We wanted to see if the health effects of these interventions differed. We were also interested in how the health effects of flexible working were experienced by different types of worker: men compared to women, low-skilled versus professional, old versus young, and so forth. We were able to include 10 studies that focused on various different forms of flexible working, and also found a couple of ongoing studies that cannot be included at the present time. Most of the research had investigated flexibility in working hours, and we found that self-scheduling of hours had some positive effects on a number of health outcomes, including blood pressure, sleep, and mental health. We didn't detect any adverse effects, at least in the short term over which the studies were conducted. However, the relatively small amount of information meant that we weren't able to delve deeper into the topic to answer questions about how the health effects of flexible working are experienced by different types of workers. This is important because some forms of flexible working might only be available to employers with higher status occupations, which in turn might increase existing differences in health between social groups. Although we need to be cautious in interpreting the existing research into flexible working conditions because of the small number of studies, many of which have methodological limitations, flexible working initiatives which equip the worker with more choice or control, such as self-scheduling of work hours, seem likely to have positive effects on health and well-being, and also no obvious ill health effects in the short term. This makes self-scheduling of working hours a plausible means through which policymakers and employers can promote healthier workplaces and improve work practices. In short, control at work is good for health.
For more information on the types of working practice in the studies available for this Cochrane review, you can read the full review at www.thecochranelibrary.com.